Okay, Richard Mortimer here for the weekly coaching call. What I'm going to do tonight basically is talk about how to get to a reasonable income as quickly as possible. The thing is that what's happening, obviously, in internet marketing, things change very quickly. And part of that is that people kind of jump on trends and say, oh, well, this is going to be the latest thing. I've done this myself. And often that's a mistake. And what tends to happen is some of the old fashioned ways of doing things, which people jump out of doing, actually still work. And because a lot of people jumping out of doing those things, they actually work even better. And one of those is list building and email marketing. Now, it's true that you could probably get better conversions by, say, working with Facebook ads and directly talking to people when they come start to interact with you, or maybe with LinkedIn as well. Particularly if you use Sales Navigator, that really opens the floodgates to LinkedIn. So there are other ways of dealing with people. But the thing is, once you have somebody that's engaging with you, where are you going to store them? You know, you could have them in as a Facebook friend, and on LinkedIn the same thing, and you could have them be messaging them, but it's still good to get them onto an email list. So it's kind of belt and braces then. You can prospect them and even sell to them on Facebook, LinkedIn, other social media, but it's best to get them onto a list as well. So I'm going to basically focus on that because I want to put it like this, that Facebook, LinkedIn, all those kinds of marketing with social media are kind of extra, and they're very good ways of perhaps even getting started. You know, the good thing about Facebook is you could actually start on there and not actually have a website or anything at all and actually make an income that way. But I want to focus tonight on list building and email marketing because it's what I know and what I do best and where most of my income has come from. So it's still something that really is worth doing, and I would urge most people in most lists to do that, to start in most niches, to start a list, because basically that is going to build a business for you, and it's going to have recurring, because you can market to those people again and again and again. So what we'll do is do a quick start method for getting a list going. Now, in the main training, which I'm putting this call with, there's going to be some mindset training. I don't want to go into that too much tonight. I've got other calls on mindset, which I might put up in there as well. The thing is, working online, you are everything, really. You're your main asset by a long, long way. So you really got to get your head straight. And that's where so many people fail, is that they do not have entrepreneurial kind of desire or drive. And they just don't want to study and to learn what they're weak at. You know, we have to be really honest with ourselves. Where am I weak? Go and learn it. It's not that difficult. You know, you can master things very, very quickly online, and particularly in internet marketing, which is a niche that I want you to focus on. Because really there are three kinds of niches. There is a non-profitable niche, which we can just forget about. They're good for hobbies and that's about it. They're not any good for building an income. Then obviously you've got profitable niches, the standard ones. Internet marketing is one, but then you've got health and fitness, you've got dog training, you've got different kinds of sports. There's lots and lots and lots of really profitable niches. Mortgages, Forex, CPA, offline businesses where you market web services to offline businesses, what they call local marketing or local biz. Brilliant. You know, loads and loads of different niches to get into. Really, really exciting. And one of the things we teach people to do is to choose a good niche that's profitable to get into and get started and get cracking with. But what I want you to do is to go into what I would call a third type of niche, and that is internet marketing niche. Now, I've already mentioned that is a profitable niche, so it is part of that second group. But I'm separating it for this reason, that is that internet marketing is different in that when you're learning about marketing, you're actually learning a skill that you can sell. You can't do that in any other niche. So when you're, say, going into health and fitness, as well as wanting to master health and fitness, you have to learn about marketing. You have to do two things. That's very normal in business. You know, in Britain, we have a lot of plumbers and builders and those kind of people who are self-employed. And the difficulty for them, they've been very, very successful, which is wonderful, because basically house prices are so very, very high over here, which means that the anything that's to do with houses is a good market to be in. So the self-employed builder who work for themselves and all the other kind of, you know, accessory things, gardeners and plumbers and carpenters and locksmiths and, you know, glaziers, all those kind of things, roofers, they all do very, very well. But the downside is that they have to be a businessman as well. And the better businessman they are, the better they're going to do. It's the same with some friends of mine who are taxi drivers. They do very, very well, very, very good at the taxi driving. But the business side, that's another matter. And obviously those who are better at business, they will do better as well. They don't have to necessarily, they might not be the best taxi driver, but if they're the best businessman and taxi driver, then they might have the best business. And it's also, a friend of mine's got a local shop, a bookshop with a coffee shop in it, and he has to be a businessman in order to do that because it's his own business. So this is the thing. On online, it's not just about knowing your niche. You have to be entrepreneurial as well. So that's all I'm going to say about mindset. You know, if you're struggling, that is where there's likely to be a problem. Get it sorted. Okay. Don't, you know, go ahead until you've got your head straight. So I'm going to press on tonight, though, with the steps to actually set up a business very quickly, assuming that you have got your head straight, you know what you're doing, you're prepared to learn, prepared to dive in, put some effort in, see it through, persist, and so on. So what we're going to do, we're going to go into internet marketing, and what I'm going to suggest you do is you go and find a traffic method to learn. So basically what you're going to do is it's going to be like killing two birds with one stone. You learn the traffic method, you become a master at it, and then you teach it as well. See, so that actually, by learning one skill, you've actually covered both the things you need. You're an expert and you're actually marketing as well, because driving traffic is so important. So what I want you to do is to set up a website where you actually are going to sell a traffic product, and you're going to learn that as well and sell it to people. And what we're going to do, we're going to go and grab a product that we can get maybe for free, or maybe we have to pay a little bit, from what's called a private label rights or master resale rights website. The one that I'm recommending to you, and I'll put a link under the call, is idplr.com, where you can actually get a free account and you can download many, many products for free. But if there's something you want that's obviously on the paid level, then you have to upgrade and pay, and it's a one-time fee, very, very reasonable, and it means you can log in anytime you want and you can download other products. Okay. So what I want you to do is go to that website and choose a traffic product that's got resale rights to it that you can use. And what you're going to find one with a sales page, not a squeeze page, a sales page. The reason for that is that squeeze pages don't quite work in the way they used to. What they used to be, it used to be, you know, a headline and then obviously the call to action, people to opt in to the list, then they get the product. People are more skeptical than that now, and some people want a bit more information. So what you do is you get the sales page, which you can find. I was actually searching today and I found one very, very good that I downloaded, a newbie traffic report, and the website looks really nice. And what you do is you have your headline and then you put a button straight underneath that to download it. And then you basically have up the sales page and you have other download buttons further down. So the good thing about IDPLR is that you get rights to build a list using those products. So you can find one with a sales page already done that you can set up and you can actually use to build a list. So you don't have to create a page you're not using a traditional type squeeze page, you're actually using a full-blown sales page and giving it out for free, which is really, really good, really, really good way of marketing. So go and look for a product and then get that set up. Okay, now obviously there's two ways you can get that set up. You could get a domain and hosting set up on there, or the way that I teach in the videos, which you'll see, is to get an Amazon S3 account and put it on there, because that's obviously a free way. There will be some tutorials as well for getting a domain and hosting if you want to go that route. If you want a recommendation, I recommend Sohost, T-S-O-H-O-S-T, British company, very, very good. You can get cloud-based hosting, which is very, very flexible. They tell you a limit, but actually what happens with cloud hosting is everybody's websites are in the same point, in the same place. The way it works is a bit different. It doesn't mean that they get access to them, but it's just the bandwidth. So there's lots of flexibility there. It means that if you, say, had a big launch and you suddenly got a load of hits, it wouldn't crash. So cloud hosting is definitely a really, really good way to go. Sohost, I'll put a link for that in the underneath the call too. If you want to get domain hosting, I recommend Namecheap for getting a domain name. Separate your name from your domain name from your hosting. Okay. So then what we're going to do, we're going to go to this IDPLR site and we'll download a product and then basically edit it a little bit using NVU. Download NVU, or might be called Composer now. They changed the name. It's basically an HTML editor. Works a bit like Word. So it's easy to learn how to use it. Never used it before. You can edit the page, put the button on there that you for downloading, and you upload it with FTP FileZilla to your website. Or if you're using Amazon S3, you can just upload it using the button inside your account. By the way, an Amazon S3 account does cost money, but it's very, very cost effective. And you can put all your files on there as well, which is really good. So all your videos and your zip files and everything that you need can go on there. You can just keep adding them. So really, really good. So rather than putting the bulk of your files onto your server, which takes up a lot of space and memory, put it on your Amazon S3 account right from the start, start as you need to go on. So what we do then is we basically connect the web page with our autoresponder. So you need to get an autoresponder account too. Aweber, GetResponse, iContact, Infusionsoft, they're market leaders. There's also cheaper ones. There's some that you can get for free. There's some that you can buy that might be more recently launched, which you can get a one-time fee and you can get a really good one. Xmails is a good one of those, which I've got like an account for that. But I use Aweber and GetResponse. And what you do, just connect up by using a form. So what you do is you set up your form in Aweber, for example, and then you basically, it says Aweber hosts your form and they give you a URL. So what you do, you add that URL to your button. So when people hit the button, they go to the Aweber hosted a form and fill it in there. So like a two-step thing, click the button, then fill in the details, then they get access. You set it up inside Aweber in the form, you put the redirect in there in the right place and it'll go to your thank you page. Or even better, you got to an upsell. So that'll get you going. So the first thing you do then is when you've got that page set up and it's live online, you want to test it with some traffic. And the best way to do that is a little bit of paid traffic. So obviously it costs a bit of money, maybe $100 to get started. Use something like AdWords or one other paid traffic method just to test it and see that it works. Also, I can find somebody to do it for you if you want to have a done-for-you solution with AdWords. Okay, so a bit of test traffic to check it works. And then basically you want to build it out from there. And you're starting adding people to your list. So you have to choose whether you want to do free traffic, paid traffic. Often it's best to do a bit of both. Maybe you could do free traffic on Facebook, or great way, which I know really works well, is to use Facebook ads and then have like free traffic conversations on LinkedIn. Obviously, you do have to pay for Sales Navigator. It's a fee per month, but the bulk of the traffic is huge. So great way to get started with that. I can supply training on both of those, Facebook ads and also LinkedIn. And there's lots and lots of other ways, YouTube, lots of different paid traffic, loads and loads of ways of getting traffic. Solo ads, I've done that a lot. And that's a great way of actually testing something as well. Although the trouble with solo ads, lots of the kind of typical vendors, they don't convert very well into buyers. They're very click happy and they're happy to sort of download stuff all day long, but they don't really do very much after that, which isn't the best kind of traffic. So you want to try and, if you're going to use solo ads, try and find somebody kind of privately, so get to know somebody and use them for solo ads. Okay, so a bit of test traffic, start building your list. And when you get a certain amount coming on your list, then you want to start emailing out, and you start off by using content, give people content. Again, you can go to that site and you need giveaway rights if you're going to send it to a list. You know, if it's not for building a list, what's interesting about IDPLR is that all the products, as far as I can see, you're able to use to build a list. In other words, you can use them in exchange for an email, but you can't just give them to people. So once someone's on your list, you can't send them those products anymore. You have to basically find one with giveaway rights, which is plenty on there to have that. So again, a good source. I've got some other sources as well for you to use, and maybe I'll even put one underneath. I've got a big package called Marketing Simplified Package or something. It's got loads and loads of content in there. You can use that to send people, you know, content. But also you want to start promoting things as well, and marketing to your new list. And basically you build up from there. So email a day. Interestingly, a friend of mine did a kind of exercise looking at who was successful online, and he noticed that those who are really successful are ones who sent 3 emails a day. So it's really good right from the outset to train your people to expect 3 emails a day from you. You know, be very, very proactive with that. And so start off, you know, quite aggressively. That will mean you'll get more unsubscribes. You mustn't be frightened of those, because if, you know, you're just basically compacting all your marketing into a few days. And while people are still warm to you, they're going to react more and do more, interact with you and everything. So, you know, you really want to just go for it. So build your list, email a day, if not 3, then start to scale your funnel. Maybe put a back-end offer on, an upgrade. For example, the one I saw today, which was a newbie traffic report, I'd already downloaded a different product with newbie traffic videos. So that could be the upsell to the first product, so that I actually monetize the traffic. And what you want to try and do is get to a state where for every, say, dollar you spend, you know you get $2 out. You know that just as a fact. That means you can really scale your traffic and build your list very super fast once you get to that point. That's all a question of testing, tracking, tweaking, making progress, changing things, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work, making decisions, you know, rejecting stuff that doesn't work, improving things that do work, and so on. Get some split testing software. You can get a tracking software that does split testing. I had a really good one, but unfortunately the company got sold and I had to pay to my account. I had already paid for lifetime access. I was a bit loath to do that. So right now I haven't actually got a tracking software. Well, I have got one somewhere, but I need to get it live. But anyway, it's not a matter. Really good to test and track. It's really surprising. I once did a test with 4 websites, and the one I expected to do really well did the worst, and one I wasn't really expecting to do did a lot better than them. You just cannot tell sometimes. Really strange. I tested 10 squeeze pages once, and you know, they were pretty good, but basically the least performing one was half the performance of the best one. although most of them are pretty much to the high end, and there's one that seemed to be particularly poor for some reason. It's only 30%, where the best one was 60. It's really good. So, it's good to test things if you can. And the more you can test, the more you can track, the more you can add your own products as well. What we do is we survey our list. We send them a question about what they're doing online, try and find out and dig in a little bit. So find out what their challenges are, what's holding them back, that kind of thing. Often people will use lacking time, lack of money as excuses. But as soon as they say that, they've got a bit of a problem, because somebody who hasn't got any time and hasn't got any money is not going to have a business online. It's just a fact. You've got to have some resources. So, so be a bit careful. People throwing out kind of blanket objections, which aren't really the true one. Kind of need to get to know you and trust you and like you in order to give you proper answers. But, you have to experiment with all these things. But the thing is, you survey your list by just sending them an email that just invites a reply. And basically, you reply to them, so tell them you'll reply within 24 hours, and then do reply to them, and build up a kind of relationship and find out what people want and what people need. Now, there's usually a disconnect between what they want and what they need. For example, many people getting into online marketing want a quick fix. They want a silver bullet. They want a one-click software that will get them riches. It doesn't exist. What they need is to build a real business. So you kind of got to educate them that what they really want is not going to work, but what they need is what you can provide. But as much as you can, you try and give them both what they want and what they need. Obviously, that example, it's not really going to work, because it's hard to give them something that they want. If they want something that's impossible, you can't give it to them. But, obviously there's lots of things that people talk about them wanting and needing. And if you can find out both of those things, then really you can create products that give both, and that will really help you and really build up your trust with your following, with your list. And then you create those products and you keep creating them. This call I'm doing is a weekly coaching call, and what's great about this is that even if you've got nobody on the call, buy this and create a product. Sean Myers, my friend, absolute past master this way. He's always had a weekly call. He's created all his products this way, and he's got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of products. And obviously, the other thing you can do is you can, mix and match them. And obviously, you can record things deliberately, or you can teach somebody something due to a question, and then that ends up being a very good product as well. Lots and lots of ways to do it, but this is a great way of creating products fast, is to record them, because you record it, that's it, the product's done. And I can basically, I'm recording this now, and I can, as soon as the call's finished, I just stop recording, there it is, it's made. Making a video is as hard as that, but making a PDF, you have to write it, takes a long time. The best way to go really is to, what I do a lot actually, is I record a lot of my own audios. The good thing about an audio is that people can't, it's hard to kind of scroll through. With a video, you can scroll through, you can kind of see what's coming up, so you can scroll through a little bit. Obviously, a PDF, very easy to scroll through. People just scan read often, so it doesn't always, not always the best thing for them in terms of their learning, because they skip things, they prejudge it. With an audio, it's hard to do that, so you have to go from beginning to end, and you take them on that journey. So audio is really, really good for the coaching kind of side of things. So what I do, as the audio is easiest to create, and also it is often brings really good results, you kind of mix it up. So you can find some videos to make a product. You can find a rapport, which you can brand and put your own name on it. And so although obviously the videos might have a different voice, that kind of doesn't really matter. And what you could do if you don't want that is you could record an introductory summary video at the beginning, so they've got your voice, they've got the audio, they've got the video, and then they've got the series that you've actually bought rights to, and the PDF that you've branded. So you've kind of got like a multimedia course, which looks really amazing, but you've most of the product creation was already actually done for you. The bulk of it was already done for you. You just did the kind of minimum, to make it into brand it as yours, and you've got a really high value course there. And you want to keep doing that. And then what you want to do is if you're using this instant tennis seminar like I've got here, and I'll basically give you a link for this so that you could get this. It's a monthly fee. It's $47, I think it is, a month. Well worth it, because you can use it for all your recording, and also you can coach people on here as well. Get people on to come and join the recording. You can interact with them. You can teach them. One way of doing it is that you do your teaching session, then you stop the recording, then you start a second recording, and then you have your Q&A session and ask questions. And so you've got them both there, because sometimes things come up in the Q&A which are actually very valuable for others. So you want to be able to record it and keep those. You know, don't obviously necessarily have to share those, but you can if you want to. And you use that for coaching. And what you could do is you could go to that IDPLR, buy a download a product which you're downloading for free because you're already a member and it's paid. Download the PDF, brand those, set them all up. You add a coaching element, which means people can get on and ask you questions. And basically, that's it. You've got a coaching program, and you can charge $97 or something like that for it, or a lot more. You know, a really, really good one, you could charge thousands for, maybe even $10,000. In fact, it's a really good idea to have a $10,000 product. You know, create a genuine product, but the thing is, you'll probably find you won't sell one, because people won't just come straight and buy it. But if you put it in your sequence of emails that people get when they first come on your list, they see that and they think, wow, this guy's got a $10,000 product. That's amazing. So, you know, it gives you a lot of credibility when you do that. Anyway, wanted to go back, go to IDPLR, grab a product, get it set up, get some traffic going to it, build it from there. That's it. You've got going. So thanks very much for listening. This is kind of like a summary of the main teaching for the program, the Simple Daily Profit Masterclass. Thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you.